Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. And now, a Stoop story from local artist Loring Cornish about divine messages he received upon arriving in Baltimore.
I want to tell you about 2714 Parkwood Avenue. I moved there 2004 at midnight. It was July 4th. I drove from California 3,000 miles in a 1984 blue Volvo station wagon, the kind with the roof rack already built in. I unloaded all of this art into this house on Parkwood Avenue. At midnight, the car was loaded with art because I had taken art from my house in California, which I had turned into an incredible gallery. So the art was filled from the roof. It must have been 3 feet high. I mean, it was no space left in the Volvo. So I unloaded the art at night from maybe 12 to 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning. And then in the morning, I took all the shades off the windows, and my neighbors began to wonder. So I started putting art on the walls. I took all the art out of the car, and I put it all on the walls, and I started hammering, and I started banging. And then I realized that I needed to start working on the house. In California, I had did everything to the walls and to the floor, so I needed to do the same thing here. So I always ask God, what do I do? I'm one of those type of people. God, what do I do? He said, get in your car and drive. I tell you, because I needed something for the floor of the house. In California, there's a lot of tile everywhere, but there's no tile here. So what do I cover the floor with? I got in the car and I drove. It was late at night, and I came to a dead, and I was like, well, what do I do? I got out of the car, and the sign above me said, Baltimore Glass Company. I couldn't believe it. I said, you want me to cover the floor in glass? He said, yes. I know this sounds weird. And I looked to the right, and there was a pile of glass. I took all the glass home, and I began covering all my floors in glass. I was on my knees for days. And when the floors got done, finally, I looked at the walls, and I said, oh, no, God. Not the walls. So I began covering the walls in glass. And then my landlord, who I was renting the house from, had a brilliant idea. He said, why don't you buy this house? And he sold it to me without a realtor or anything. We went to the lawyer, of course. Gosh, he added $10,000 more on it. Anyway, so I bought the house, and then I began tearing down all the walls. I went upstairs to turn down one wall, and for 3 days, I couldn't stop banging. All the walls upstairs were gone. There were no walls in the bathroom. I thought it was the French look. You could take a bath, and you could look at the whole space. You know, there's no walls. And then one day, I decided to take the ceiling, the covering from the ceiling from the house, and the ceiling was pitch black. The house had been in a fire. The house had been dormant for years before I bought it. I had no idea. It had been dormant for years. You could see where the fire was burned and crispy. Almost as if you touched it, you could see charcoal falling. I was like, boy, my landlord got me, didn't he? So anyway, I made this art project from the ceilings. And you know, after six months I was here, I did so much to the house that the city paper did a front page article on me about the house. And I have to look at that because that is obsession and compulsion to the nth degree. But it's done with love and a bunch of singing and dancing. And so this house, it is incredible. I mean, not because it's my house. You know what I realized when I was sitting back there? I'm in love with my house. That's probably why I don't have a girlfriend. Or a boyfriend. I bet you didn't know that one, Mom, did you? She probably knew. Anyway, long before I did. Anyway, so one day I went outside. Look, the neighbors were like, oh my God, what is this guy? Who is he? You know, 9 to 5 Baltimore, Parkwood Avenue in the city. So I tried to make the front of my door normal. I got one of those steel doors. I figured that would, you know, maybe have some type of even ground with the neighbors. I tried for 2 days to put a steel door on my door. I couldn't do it. I said, forget this. So I said, I can decorate my own door. So I put glass on my front door. I thought it was the most beautiful thing in the world. Just glass. And when I finished, I looked at the house. And I said, you want me to cover the house in glass? Immediately, I went to the glass company. I didn't even think about it. I got sheets and sheets and sheets and sheets of glass. I got so much glass. Do you know how much glass it takes to cover a house? Do you know how long it takes to walk up and down a 40-foot ladder putting little pieces of glass to cover a house? It takes forever. But it's the most beautiful thing in the whole world. I mean, it is. I mean, people were driving by every day, stopping. What are you doing up there? You know, hey, shaking the ladder. Hey, what are you doing? Wow, wow, look at you. You're really covering that house in glass. I'm calling the city. The city's coming to get you. You can't do that. What are you doing? I finished it, and the windows were bare, right? I went out. Down to the bar, had a drink. I took one sip and realized I had to cover the windows, so the windows are this beautiful color. You'll see it's a piece out there that has a beautiful color. So anyway, a couple years later, I bought another house. Three houses down. I tried for the life of me not to cover that house in glass because the neighbors were on my ass. If you cover that house in glass, but I pay more taxes than all of them. Which is, I think is unfair, but the houses are beautiful. And they're both open, and since you're 300 of my closest friends, I'm inviting all of you to my houses this weekend. I just happen to have 300 invitations outside. So if you want to come by and see the art on the inside and see the walls that are covered in glass, see my love affair with some material, see what I do when I'm not making love. I mean, I'm up all night. I mean, I swear, I work constantly. I don't know if you've ever had a passion or a compassion for something, but I have it for these properties. I'll see you in the lobby. Thanks for your time.
That's artist Lauren Cornish with his Stoop story about divine messages that led his art to take on a life of its own. The next live Stoop show is Monday with the theme, The Show Must Go On. It's a collaboration with Everyman Theater. We have a link to information about that show and the Stoop podcast on the On the Record page at WYPR.org. I'm Sheila Cast. Glad you've been with us on the record. Looks like the heat wave will break tonight. Hope you have a great weekend.